The opening ceremony of the Paris Summer Olympics is just 100 days away, and NPR's Olympic team has been here in Manhattan this week, meeting and talking with dozens of American athletes who hope to compete in France. I am here at that media summit, and so is NPR's Brian Mann. We will both be in Paris for all of the action. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Juana.
So, Brian, we've been in New York together for a few days now at this event, which is organized by the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, and I should just say, this will be my first time covering the Olympics, but you're an old hand at this, so I think I need you to help guide me through this. What is sticking out to you this week?
Well, first, it's just exciting and amazing to be around these driven competitors. Joy to be back around this energy and passion. One thing you're reminded of when you meet them again is that these are complex people with full lives. Juana, I met a software engineer, a data analyst, one guy who washes tractor trailers. That's their day jobs. Then they managed to train and compete, you know, as runners and gymnasts and swimmers at this unbelievably high level. I want to talk about one woman I met, Morel McCain from Cleveland. She's an incredibly fierce boxer. She started in the sport at a relatively late age, 17, but now she's a medal contender. McCain talked about her technique and how she's sometimes compared to male fighters.
I just feel like that's so insulting when people be like, oh, you don't fight like a girl. No, fighting like a girl is not an insult. It's a statement of empowerment. And that's how I carry it. Like, don't know. I'm just a really great female fighter.
And McCain's going to be really fun, Juana, to watch in Paris.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I have to say, Brian, one of the athletes that I got to spend some time with is Sunny Choi. She is from here in New York, and she will be a part of the first ever U.S. Olympic breaking team. Now, if you're not familiar with breaking, you may know it as break dancing, but she told reporters that that is a tell that you don't really know the sport if you call it that. She talked to us about what it's like for her sport, which is one that has its roots decidedly here in the United States, to travel to Paris.
Even when they initially announced breaking was going to be an Olympic sport, I was like, no way, you know, that's not possible, because it's born from the streets, and it so many of the Olympic sports feel very kind of elegant, and breaking has this like grit and rawness that you don't get in so many of them.
Yeah, and Choi is definitely another medal contender with breaking or breakdancing added to the Summer Olympics. There are a lot of events, 329 medal events, so it's going to be a massive competition.
So we just heard from Choi and McCain, and they have both qualified for Paris. But one thing we learned here is that most of Team USA has not actually been decided. Many athletes still need to qualify to head to Paris. So that means there's just so much excitement in these final 100 days ahead of the Games, and our team's going to be really busy.
Yeah, it's really a lot of pressure. These athletes spend years training, and most won't know until the final weeks before Paris if they've even won a spot on the Olympic team. I spoke about that tension and the possible heartbreak with Andrew Capobianco. He's an Olympic diver who competed at the Tokyo Games 3 years ago. He says the anxiety right now is really tough.
It definitely is. I would say I think I probably would have been a little bit more overwhelmed if it was maybe before my first one. But for me, I guess it's just kind of trying to stick with the plan and train hard every day and not really like change the plan.
So while we're all waiting for the Summer Games to begin in July, these athletes, they're still competing. They're still hoping to peak at just the right time.
I mean, just thinking back to watching the Tokyo and the Beijing Games, there were these incredibly tight restrictions due to the COVID pandemic. And a lot of athletes here have said that was something that really dampened the experience for them. And here in New York, officials have said that the Paris Games, they're going to be more open. What have you been hearing about that?
Yeah, this part's going to be really different in a really good way. These athletes competed in Tokyo under those tight restrictions. I covered the Winter Olympics in Beijing, where the lockdowns because of the pandemic were intense and honestly pretty miserable. COVID took so much of the fun out of the games with really small crowds. Now, Juana, U.S. Olympic officials are telling us they're imposing no COVID restrictions or even vaccination requirements on American athletes, nothing beyond normal health protocols they use for things like the flu. So this change alone, it's going to make Paris feel really different.
Right. And Brian, I think we have to note here that Paris is a city that has been the target of terror attacks in the past. And these games are happening against the backdrop of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as well as Israel at war in Gaza fighting Hamas. What have you heard from U.S. Olympic officials about security and safety of athletes, their families, and those like us who are going to these games?
Yeah, I had a chance to ask Nicole Deal about this. She's the U.S. Olympic Committee's chief of security. Deal says right now there are no specific threats against U.S. athletes going to Paris. But she says security is going to be incredibly tight. She described working with French officials in Paris and with U.S. State Department and intelligence agencies.
We will have agents at venues supporting Team USA athletes or embedded with the team supporting USA athletes. I've been working with DS years, actually, just on the Paris Games.
But clearly, this is going to be a challenging Olympic Games to police. It's wide open, spread out across the city, and also events in other parts of France. One thing that's interesting, Deal says U.S. athletes are going to get briefings on security. They'll also have apps on their phones that'll alert them if there are any problems. The athletes we talk to say they're aware of those questions about security, but they do feel safe. They say their families are excited to be making this trip.
Brian Mann, thank you.
Thank you, Juana. This is going to be fun.
It will. That's NPR's Brian Mann. We'll both be a part of NPR's Olympic team, which is traveling to Paris for the Summer Olympic Games. The opening ceremony is on July 26th.